Itke Aron will tell TDs and senators that it needs an extra €2 billion to provide water services if the government's revised housing targets are to be met. The programme for government promises 300,000 new homes between now and 2030. However, few experts believe that figure can be reached without significant change. The latest forecast came from the Economic and Social Research Institute, which told the Oireachtas Housing Committee that it believes 34,000 new homes will be delivered this year and 37,000 in 2026. Well, joining us to flesh out those figures is Dr. Conor O'Toole. He's Associate Research Professor with the ESRI. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. Your forecast suggests that really there isn't going to be any major uptick in housing this year or next. So how did you arrive at those figures?
Yeah, so typically when we're putting together the housing completions forecast, we're looking at a number of different factors. So, you know, what drives housing completions? Well, it's how many houses were commenced 9 months to 2 years before that, the number of planning permissions a couple of years before that. And then you're taking into consideration general factors such as the state of the Irish economy, household incomes, and other factors that could affect the production side, such as the availability of infrastructure connections and planning delays. So you kind of take all of these factors together and you try and assess how the market is moving and where we think the completion numbers will come in at.
So you're saying 34,000 new homes this year. Could the actual figure be lower or higher than that?
Yeah, so the figures we presented at the Oireachtas Committee yesterday, the 34,000 for 25 and 37 for 26, they're the forecasts from our March commentary. We published those figures in March. And our assessment really there was that, look, we in 2024, there had been a fall off in completions relative to 23. We got about 30,000 units in 2024. So we really didn't see a huge amount of momentum in the market. We were expecting growth this year and growth again next year, but really not a huge degree of momentum behind this. And I think, again, given the challenges economically with the geopolitical developments, you know, there are a lot of uncertainties that are kind of weighing on the outlook at present.
Ideally, then, to meet demand, how many new homes should be delivered every year over the next few years?
Yeah, so when you're trying to get a good understanding of the housing need, you've got to take two things into consideration. First is population development. So how many people and households are we going to have in Ireland over the period ahead? And then you have to look back and say, well, look, you know, we've had a supply-demand imbalance for a number of years now. And how do we address that unmet need or pent-up demand? Now, a number of different bodies have assessed this, the central bank in particular. We've done a piece and the Housing Commission. And, you know, the general figures there are 50,000 plus houses have come in that typical range.
What are the main problems then? Why aren't we capable, as things stand, of building 50,000 homes a year?
Yeah, I think there's a range of factors. You know, some of the ones that we were putting forward yesterday at the Oireachtas Committee were to do with, you know, long-term planning delays, structural challenges in the planning system, you know, challenges around the land supply, bringing land into the market, but also issues around the infrastructure connections, so that being the wastewater connections, water connections, electricity connections. You know, all of these are kind of challenges on the supply side, which kind of delay the ability to produce housing, and certainly active policy changes in these areas can help to try and unlock more housing. But I think another factor which is important is the kind of productivity in the sector. I think to try and really get up to the 50 plus thousand housing units a year, we really need to be using more modern methods of construction, using offsite, etc., to try and boost productivity in the sector.
The programme for government promises 300,000 new homes between now and 2030. Based on what you're saying, that won't be possible, will it, unless there's big, big change?
I think, you know, looking at the current forecasts, I think there are structural changes needed in the housing market to really ramp up from the level we're kind of at. You know, we got, 30,000 last year, and you know, looking to increase on that. That we will need to have a bunch of different factors going in our direction. We'll have, need more financing. We need those structural changes to planning. That we need investment in the infrastructure, and all of these moving in tandem is what we'll need to really push forward that number.
Dr. Conor O'Toole of the ESRI, thank you for being with us.